everybody. Welcome to Big Dumb Monsters. I'm Nick.
And I'm Chris.
And this week, oh man, we got a good one. It's As Above, So Below.
Yeah.
Found footage spectacular.
This was a solid flick.
Yeah. If you like first person voyages into hell, this movie is 100% for you.
And we also discovered a new theme month that we didn't know we were doing.
Yeah. We'll see about that.
Oh, it's happening.
Okay.
It's happening.
First
found footage you wary.
Yeah. God damn it. Yeah. So we'll get into it. We'll tell you what we like, what we don't like. And it's mostly like. But yeah, Big Dumb Monsters talking about As Above, So Below. Enjoy the show.
Hey, look at that.
It's working.
We got sound, I believe, and everything.
Yeah.
Look at this. Beautiful.
Wonderful.
All right. What's going on, everybody? We're the Big Dumb Monsters.
We are. Yeah. We're just hanging out. Here, let me help you.
Oh, there it is. Yeah. There we go.
You still have the worst mic technique.
I got so distracted with a bunch of other shit.
You have so many things going on right now.
Yeah, yeah. We're producerless, so we have to be responsible, which is not our wheelhouse.
We don't do that anymore.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, we barely did it to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
And then we got a guy, and the guy's not here.
Now we're rusty, goddammit. So this is really all Art's fart.
It is Art's fart.
Yeah, it is Art's fart.
Arthur Farther.
He farted, and it's his fault, too.
Yeah. To anybody watching this on YouTube, we don't have views on the chat. So talk amongst yourselves.
Yeah. There's a slight panic about 30 seconds before we're going to be on air about that.
Yeah. It ended with a, fuck it.
Yeah.
So, sorry. Not overly sorry, but just a little, you know. It's fine. As Above, So Below. I fucking love this movie.
This is a really good movie. I did enjoy this movie. This is only maybe like the second or third time I've seen this movie.
Yeah, it's... Yeah. Like, you know, 3, 4, something like that for me, yeah.
My one gripe about this movie, and like I get they're going for like mystery, they're going for like, you know, questions that go unanswered, you know, that give a little bit more to the movie.
Yeah.
God damn, I need a little help on the ending of this movie. Fucking
which part?
I honestly didn't know, like, if they emerged, like when they emerged, did they emerge in hell? Were they in like
came out of hell. They were in hell.
Yeah, were they like in an opposite like world now? Like that I wasn't sure of.
I wanna say it's because obviously it's interpretation.
Yeah.
Right? But I looked it up. Oh, did you?
Yeah, yeah, but go ahead. I wanna hear your take.
As the way out is down, so they have to keep going down, down, down. Even when they're getting out, they're going down. So that's correct. Why the manhole was
at the bottom. I guess like to really, really appreciate this movie, you need knowledge of Dante's Inferno.
Like a lot, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, because yeah. I guess the story like is very closely tied to
Inferno. Parallels.
Yeah. And then that, the way to get out of hell is to go through down. So they do come out.
Yeah.
They are out in like normal Paris.
I would say the way to get out in Dante's Inferno was to go through Satan's belly button.
Probably, yeah.
I think because that would have been like the center.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know. If anybody out there has way more knowledge about Dante's Inferno, knowing our friends and fans probably... some people out there that have way more knowledge about that than us.
Yeah, some folks probably would. Oh, let me turn this off and start the actual movie.
Oh, yeah.
Although this Shogun show does look pretty fucking badass. I do want to watch that.
It does look pretty good.
But yeah, we're watching As Above, So Below. Yeah, I really dug this movie. I dig like the slow burn of it.
It's a slow burn, but it's really not like... boring slow burn.
Yeah.
Because there's always something creepy or weird happening.
We talked about this on The Descent. I am not a fan of enclosed spaces.
Yeah.
Like, fuck the scene where Benji, like, is stuck in the bones, like, area. Yeah. And, like, that, like, scares the fuck out of
me. Yeah, dude, it's rough.
I do not enjoy that. I got really uncomfortable watching that.
Yeah. But to good effect, right? Like, it's not...
Oh, I'm not saying that was bad. No.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, effective. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I fucking love this movie. Like, yeah, yeah. I have loved this since the first time I saw it. Like, you know how some movies you gotta, like, kind of see it a couple of times and you really start to grow on it. I love this one from the jump. There are things that I'm not, like, super stoked on.
Hello from Athos Restaurant.
Oh, hello, Arthur Farther.
Have some baklava for us there.
Arthur. Baklava.
Yeah, yeah. It is a delicious, delicious dessert.
I'm not a huge fan of puff pastry, but yeah. Oh,
fucking dough with the fucking honey.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. Not puff pastry. Filo dough.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Might as well be puff pastry. Yeah, it's the same fucking thing.
It's fucking sweet bread.
Mild difference.
Yeah. Anyway.
Flaky layers, man. Yeah. Some of the CG stuff is not great. That's our complaint about fucking everything.
I'm trying to think of the.
It wasn't terrible though.
What was the CG in this?
The limbs that come out of things. When those, like, rock monsters first jump out, I think they're CG.
Okay.
When they really first come to life.
Do really appreciate the way that girl fucking wallops those rock monsters.
Oh, yeah.
She runs by them both times at the end
Just fucking
the
shoulder checks them.
Wha-bam!
LT style.
Yeah. Just Brandon Jacobs is her way right through.
Yeah, it's fucking awesome. Like, the lighting in this is great.
Yeah. I love, like,
it's just so vibey
that it doesn't get really crazy till to the end there, and then you get these, like, dudes in the robes and, like, the fucking rock monsters and fucking the one scene where there's, like, the mouths, like, coming out of the rocks, like, on the ground. Hey, what's going on? It's Alex.
Alex is here.
What's going on, brother?
Well, he's not here. We had to go to a backup plan movie.
Always have a plan B. Anyway, podcasting advice, folks.
Yes.
But yeah, the scene with, like, the fucking mouths are, like, in the rocks and they start, like, biting her feet. Like,
yeah.
That's fucking cool.
Like, the imaginative, like, dread that they introduce to this movie is really just fucking spot on.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, everything you see is just, like, weird and unsettling and just, like, that's really it. Like, that, it goes for that, like, we're going to make you uncomfortable this whole movie thing, and they execute phenomenally.
Yeah, yeah.
I would have liked a little bit of some, like, character development stuff. I didn't need a ton more.
Yeah.
Like, a little bit more. Like, who the fuck is Benji? Right? Like, what's his deal?
Same thing with Zed, too. Like, a little bit more of Zed. Like, those two characters specifically.
Yeah.
But they also kind of mirror each other in a weird way, because, like, both groups have three people. Like, it's two dudes and a girl. I didn't even think about that. That could be even part of the whole fucking story.
Yeah.
Like, you know, they also mirror each other in, like, in a weird way.
Yeah.
I would like a little bit more of the, like, Iran stuff, too. This is really cool.
It was really phenomenal. Like, why are they demolishing it? Like, what's going on? Like, just, like, spend, like, 10 more minutes here in Iran, and it would have been great. What the hell is he saying? Like, the first time in prison, I'm going to make you uncomfortable, boy. Yes. 100%. That's
no
exactly.
Worries, brother. No worries, man.
We're exactly what this...
Dora, like I said, we'll reschedule. Alex and Thor will be on another time.
Yeah.
Anyway, back to this. Yeah, I like the little, like, the weird things too, where, like, that one girl keeps popping up. She's in the club with them at the one point.
Yeah.
And then she's in the caves, and, like,
she's in the caves twice.
Yeah, yeah.
So she was in the she was in the, like the cult leading the chants and stuff like that. And then you see her again later, which I think is her again later with the kid.
Yeah.
When they push Benji off the the edge into the fucking pit.
Yeah. Yeah, another thing like they could have developed a little bit more like of the story with is like the whole reason that the three people who survive, like the reason they survive is they confront their past sins.
Yeah.
And like we know like Papillon has something going on. Like with the scar on his arm, and then like you see the fire in the car, like, and he starts freaking out. So obviously, like, that's, you know, something. You're like, all right, so that gives us a little bit of that story. But like, what about Benji and like Susie? Yeah.
It's Susie.
Yeah. But they keep calling her Susie.
Really?
Yeah.
That's stupid.
Yeah. Give us like the reason why they die. Like, we see, you know, like, well, obviously with Susie, she gets killed by LaTope. So maybe her sin is like not looking for him, like, not convincing, you know, trying to convince him more for not going down that,
right,
that one, you know, the forbidden evil hallway there.
Yeah.
But what about Benji? Like, he falls to his death. Like,
yeah, there's a theory that it has something to do with like a woman and a child, because like right before he dies, like that's kind of what pushes him over, is that the woman and a child. So the theory is like, you know, he maybe had a kid that he denied or something like that.
Well, that would have mirrored fucking Zed. He says like, I have a kid that I don't like pay attention to.
Right.
Yeah.
Or maybe that was his trauma that came and got Benji. I don't know. Yeah, I think it's just, you know, like 10-15 minutes more of like a little bit of backstory, it would have really
this was
brought short. It a little more together.
Hi, buddy. Hey, buddy Donner's here.
it just would have brought it a little closer. You know what I mean?
As the like, dude would say, it's the Oriental rug that really pulls the room together.
Right.
Like, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, because I'm always down for a slow burn movie, but you have to
pay it off.
You have to pay it off, but you also have to make me invested in every character if you're going to move it that slow.
Yeah.
Which they're almost there. Like I do appreciate like they're leaving some mystery. They're leaving some meat on the bone.
You gotta answer some of that.
I gotta
shit.
Get a little more. A little more. Yeah. Oh man, I don't know what it is about like this movie. It's just my vibe.
Too. Like the whole like Paris catacombs thing is just
it's so cool. Yeah.
And like I mean, like I was reading up on this. Like it is true that like people just go missing in there all the time.
Oh
like,
shit! Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, because they illegally go spelunking in the caverns, and it's a fucking maze.
And like the one girl says, like if your light goes out, you're dead. Like you just die in here.
Yep. Yeah, you'll never just find your way out in the dark. Oh man. Yeah, I mean the whole like Nicholas Flamel alchemy sorcerer's stone thing. I mean, it's a cool premise, but like it's a bit of a stretch.
I mean, it is the
especially
thing,
at the end when she's like healing people with it.
I mean, like, it is the thing that like motivates her story, that you know, the thing that keeps her going, so like
I get it.
Yeah.
I feel like it would have been a better story if she never found it. Leave that mystery.
Maybe you're right. Yeah,
you know what I mean. Like, I don't need this to be Indiana Jones. Which I, when I was watching it, I was like, this is actually like a really good combination of like National Treasure and a horror movie.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Like, it's, you know, like a little bit of The Descent and National Treasure.
Yeah,
more or less.
Yeah, no, I did appreciate the Indiana Jones of it. I when I was watching it, I did think that.
I mean, it's cool, and like the historical stuff, and like they're going into
the stuff. It's almost like adult Goonies, like National Treasure. Well, even National Treasure isn't like adult Goonies. That's like teen Goonies, let's say.
Right. Yeah. But like I said, I didn't need the payoff of her finding the Sorcerer's Stone, because that really doesn't mean anything. It's just kind of a. It's the what's the word for it? It's the MacGuffin of the movie, right? So
exactly,
and if she doesn't find it, I'm still okay, like, because you have a really good movie surrounding it.
Yeah.
It's just like, I don't need that them to find that physical thing. Because really, it doesn't matter. Like, so what happens at the end of the movie now that she's found it? She was able to save one guy. Okay.
Yeah.
Whatever. It's not like they come back to it later and they're like, oh, now she's fucking world famous because she found the Sorcerer's Stone.
Yeah.
It's fine.
It's fine. It's fine.
Oh, no, I think my cigar has gone out.
Wow, what a rookie move.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry I let the cigar go out.
Let's see. What else is there to say about this? I could have used a little bit more of, like, a little bit more of the creature aspect. Not even the creature aspect, but, like, the spooky aspect of it. Like,
yeah.
The dudes in the robes and the cult down there.
I saw one theory that, because there was only one guy in a robe, and that was Lucifer, or Satan, or the devil.
I'm calling bullshit. There was like three dudes in robes at one point.
I only remember seeing one.
Maybe we'll see if we're still talking at that point.
We're watching the movie.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I dig it. Like, the characters are cool. They kind of stick to their guns. Like, they don't have major character shifts mid-movie or anything just to move the plot along. You know, people who are scared of a thing are scared of the thing the whole movie. But yeah, I'm with you. I could have used a little more monster, like a little more variety of them, maybe. Because you really only get two. You get like the hooded robe thing and you get the rock monsters.
Yeah. You get the dude, like, the, you know, the disembodied, like, limbs coming out of the blood.
Which was fucking creepy.
Yeah.
Anything that comes really out cool. out of a river of blood is fucking creepy.
A river of blood in general.
Yeah.
Fucking cool.
Yeah. If a scene in your movie reminds me of a Slayer song, you're on track.
Oh, man. Let's see. What else?
The only thing I don't appreciate is the like sexy nerd thing. You know, because like
yeah.
You show me somebody who looks this good, who is this obsessed with history.
Yeah, no. Don't look like these two. No. Look like us.
Maybe I'm jaded and ugly.
What about like the found footage aspect of it? Like, I don't know.
It makes sense.
Does it?
It makes sense because you're seeing it from their perspective, and that helps it with the claustrophobic aspect in the caves.
That's true.
Now, if you had like, you know, third person camera perspective, you'd still have a good movie and you could probably set up better like camera angles, but it wouldn't feel as dire. And going back to the found footage aspect of VHS,
yeah,
it was too out of control. This is control. Like, you feel like somebody who's actually looking at shit, not just like shaking a camera because it's supposed to be found footage. This is almost exactly what I want in a found footage film. It's controlled, but it's shaky enough to let you know that a human is behind it, and you're seeing it from their perspective.
So you mentioned VHS, and this thought occurred to me today. We are now, if we wanted to be, halfway through a theme month.
Oh, fuck.
Found footage February.
Oh, man.
Could change up the schedule a little bit the last 2 weeks.
The schedule is in constant flux anyway.
Yeah, yeah.
We made that movie schedule in what? Fucking December? And I think we've followed 2 weeks of it so far.
That sounds about right. Yeah, that sounds about right. It's good to know it's there.
It's a good reference.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know, like, what else would we do for found footage for monsters?
I did mention the kill list. I have to check to see if that's found footage. If I remember correctly, it is.
I mean, you don't see a monster in it, but there's always the Blair Witch Project, the fucking OG found footage film.
We could do that. We could do that.
Chat, what do you think?
Yeah. What do you got? Come on, somebody throw us a bone here.
Yeah. I mean, you guys are the ones that are really going to be like watching us do it. Yeah. So Blair Witch Project, yay, nay. Or throw us some other suggestions.
There's that Bigfoot found footage.
Oh,
it's the Bobcat Goldthwait directed it, I believe.
Yeah. I think it's just called Bigfoot, isn't
Willow
it?
Willow Creek, maybe?
Oh, there's another one.
Yeah, I think it's called Willow Creek.
Okay. I mean, I'd look into it.
I am desperately trying to keep this from going out.
Oh. Well, I mean, there's a lighter right there, bud.
Nope. I gave Nick shit for letting his go out. Uh-huh.
See what those hubris has wrought? Fucking twat.
Fucking twat. Let's see. What else can we say about this?
Ooh, Cannibal Holocaust. No monsters, though.
Ooh, yeah. The Sacrament. Willow Creek. Yeah, it is.
Yeah. Goddamn. Yeah, going back to As Above, So Below here. I like that if you are really familiar with Dante's Inferno, like it parallels the story.
It pays off, yeah.
But you don't have to be. You know, it's like a bonus if you know what the fuck is going on.
I could use just a heads up, maybe a quote from the Inferno, like in the beginning, like to let you know, like this is where we're going.
Yeah,
you know, I don't know. Maybe there's a time in my life when I would have picked up on that a lot easier.
Well, I want to say,
ooh, Troll Hunter, that's a fucking good one too. Excellent suggestion, Alex. Have you ever seen Troll Hunter?
What one is that?
It is like Norwegian or Swedish, I believe.
Oh, where he's out for like vengeance, right?
No, it's like a documentary crew.
Oh,
and they're like following this guy around who is like a troll hunter. It's his job. Like he's paid by the government to go out and like hunt these trolls.
Oh, no shit.
Yeah. And the way to kill them is with like bright light. So like everybody thinks it's just like fucking like a, you know, like a myth, like an urban legend.
Okay.
It's called double feature. And yeah, like, no, there's trolls out there. Like, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, I'm fine with that.
So let's do Troll Hunter and then Blair Witch. Fucking, we'll do those next 2 weeks.
Fuck it. I am totally down with that.
Found footage, you Ari?
No. We can use the name of the month. We don't have to
cut. No, we can't.
We still have to do Vengeance Month, but we don't have to cut the name of the month in half.
Remarch.
But yeah, I want to say the Abandon Hope, All Ye Who Enter Here. That's from...
That is from the... That, again,
so I guess that's
too
like
stupid to grab that one, yeah.
Well, because that quote is everywhere, so I don't know if it is like originally from the Inferno.
Yeah.
But yeah. Man. I don't know. You ready to throw some ratings down? You want to keep going?
Let's throw some fucking ratings on this bad boy.
All right. I'll go first.
Yeah.
This is a solid 8.5 for me.
Yeah?
Yeah. I was tempted to go 9, but 9 feels a little strong.
That is very strong.
But
because like this is good, but I think to hit like 9, it would have to be like,
it would have to be a little more complete.
Yeah, exactly. There are I like the mystery, but I could use a little bit more like
meat. Yeah, just a little bit more, yeah.
Ooh, damn. I feel like I'm way off.
Really?
I'm not gonna go low. I was thinking like 7.5.
Okay.
Because I do enjoy
fair. That's fair.
But like again, like I want more to the backstory. Like found footage is like hit or miss. Like
100%. I agree.
This works, I think. This works. I like the fucking ghosts too. Like this dude just shows up, boom, he's gone. Shows up later, like fucking is gone again. Like
well, he's I wanna say he's the kid in the car.
Motherfucker. I didn't pick up on that.
Yeah. Yep.
God damn.
See, there's levels to this game.
Yeah, I'm sticking by my 7.5. It's good. I really, that's like the line of like anything above that is like something I'm watching a lot. I think I'm rewatching a lot. Yeah.
I don't know that I would watch this a lot because it's a very specific vibe. But it's a vibe I really appreciate. Like, you know me, I love creepy and unsettling, and this has got it in spades, really. It's just like, I just really appreciate what they did with this movie because it's as soon as it starts getting a little uncomfortable, it stays there and then progresses. It gets more and more uncomfortable the further you go, which is exactly what they should be doing here because they're going deeper and deeper, like into hell.
Yeah.
So it's going to get more and more fucked up. So they stay on course instead of like, well, we give you a little bit and then you get a reprieve and then we'll give you a little bit. It's, once it starts going, it's pretty fucking relentless.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, like once, like I said, once the slow burn pays off, it pays off. Yeah. I really do enjoy the ending of this movie. Well, like the last like 15, you know, not that I don't dislike the ending, but it did leave me a little confused.
Yeah.
Like I had to look up a little bit on that.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I guess. I don't know. I'm a really big fan of what they got going on here. And not to say that it's a perfect movie because I did my complaining, but it is what it is. But anyway, are you ready to move on to trivia?
Let's move on to trivia.
All right.
Not to bother you with trivia.
I used to think they were kind of trivia. This was the first ever production that secured permission from the French government to film in the catacombs. The film utilizes a set of narrow winding tunnels of the Paris catacombs, complete with real skeletons creepily arranged centuries ago.
All right.
Yeah. I actually enjoy that they were really there. It's not all just set pieces.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Maybe some of it is set pieces, but like,
I'm sure the stuff they were like, you know, moving around and like touching and stuff was fake. Like they wouldn't move like the real pieces. Like that's like you're moving like somebody's grave. You know?
I mean, there were definitely fake skulls in there. You can just tell.
Yeah.
But yeah, a lot of it looked really good. Ben Feldman, who played George, actually suffers from minor claustrophobia. And he had to keep taking breaks to cope with it, which I imagine
Let me out.
Really, really not great working environment. Like, why would you take that on? You're just asking for punishment.
Well, money.
Oh, that's,
yeah.
That's right. Money. Money. Let's see here. When Scarlett and George are in the clock tower discussing her journey to Iran to find the rose key, the bell and clock mechanism begin to move by themselves. This might signify a foreshadowing of George's own life as he resembles the life of Dante in the Inferno, who's forced off a road against his will, having to go through hell itself. Also note the encounter with the police officer near the entrance to the catacombs. This may also symbolize the she-wolf in the Inferno, forcing George to go into the catacomb when he insists that he will not.
Oh, all right.
Yeah. Susie the Banshee is named after Susie Sue of Susie and the Banshees, which if you guys are not listening to Susie and the Banshees, the fuck are you doing with your lives? Get on that 80s goth pop. Just so good.
Alex approves.
I wouldn't say best band, all right? Because The Cure is a thing too, which they've got a, they recorded an album in, speaking of Paris, they recorded an album in Paris like fucking years ago. And that's going to be coming out really, really soon. They just released the first single off of it. It's a live album.
All right.
Ooh, so good. I fucking love The Cure.
You emo fucks.
Yeah.
You emo fucks.
Yep. Yep. All right. The Cure is supposed to be working on a studio album too, and I'm waiting on bated breath for that one.
All right.
This was not screened in advance for critics, which seems like a
usually not a good sign. Yeah,
it seems like a weird thing to do, but I mean, there's a lot to kind of give away in this movie that a critic might really kind of ruin it for people.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
So maybe it was a smart move. Who the fuck knows? As part of the promotion for the film, Felix Helberg, a.k.a. PewDiePie, traveled through the Paris catacombs. Which, right. I mean, that guy's got it made.
Yeah. Must be nice.
We're actually going to go back to a reference from VHS. During one scene, the operator symbol from the famous web series Marble Hornets can be seen.
Okay.
Yep. Remember we talked about in VHS, the haunted house, the one
that
was the house used in Marble Hornets for something.
All right. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I do remember that. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going with PBR.
Hey. The film's poster tagline, "The only way out is down," is a quote from the film said by the character of La Taupe. I can't speak French. A similar poster tagline was used for the 2003 science fiction movie The Core, which is also about explorers venturing deep in the earth and was set in Paris. That film's tagline was, "The only way out is in."
All right.
And get it in. The hole the three jump down to escape hell is possibly a reference to the Dante's Inferno. To escape hell, Dante has to climb down Satan's hairy belly and into his navel, which is the center of the earth. Here, gravity is reversed. Down becomes up, hence the jump and fall. Return them to street level above. Let's see here. Beneath the streets of Paris, the film crew hauled down a piano and the car they later set on fire. They got a piano mover to put it into the catacombs, who then had to move it back out. The guy hated his fucking life. I guarantee it.
All right. It's another in my series of like events that I fucking know happened behind the scenes of a movie. Right.
Okay.
It's fucking the whole time they're filming that piano scene, there is a fucking dude, a French dude, just off camera.
Yeah.
Smoking a cigarette.
Striped shirt, beret.
Fucking looks pissed.
Yeah.
Fuck, like swearing under sacre bleu. Fuck. Fucking. All right, cut. Pierre. Oh, you can get the piano out of here now. Motherfucking.
They like, motherfucking.
It's just some French guy swearing and moving a piano through the fucking catacombs of fucking Paris. Right around 2013, sometime that happened. I tell you that happened.
Yeah. I should have been a sommelier.
I should have gone to barber school.
I swear we're not racist.
But look for us in that big article that's going to be coming up.
Yeah, big, big article.
Make sure you get the website right so people know where to go find us, please. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Anyway.
The ringing telephone in the catacombs that Scarlett answers is a circa 1940 Stromberg Carlson desk phone. However, this one was modified with a receiver from an earlier 30s model and the more modern spiral cord rather than the traditional cloth cord. The Stromberg Carlson is widely used in posh hotels and can be found in a large number of films, particularly noir from the 30s through today. A little phone chat for you.
Oh, all right.
Phone trivia. And lastly, we have a body count of 6, including the 3 replayed deaths in hell of Scarlett's father, Papillon's abandoned car fire victim, and Danny.
Danny. Oh, his brother.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
That will do it for the trivia.
All right, let us move on to the better known as.
I know you. I know you. I knew you. But you ain't you.
Yeah, let's move on to the better known as. We will start off, as we always do, with the director, John Eric Dowdle. He is no stranger to the found footage genre. He is, aside from this, this is not his most well-known movie. We'll get there in a second. As of recent stuff, he directed 3 episodes of the Waco TV miniseries.
I hear that was good.
Yeah, yeah. That was last year. He also directed 2 episodes of Joe Pickett. I believe both of those are on Paramount Plus.
I think you're right.
Yeah. I'm sorry. He directed 3 episodes of Waco, the Aftermath and 6 episodes of the Waco TV miniseries.
Oh,
This was 2014. He directed this in 2010. He directed the movie Devil. That was a big,
the evil elevator movie.
Yeah. 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 The old lady. That was an M. Night Shyamalan produced movie.
Yeah, fuck him.
I saw a commercial for an M. Night Shyamalan produced movie yesterday. Watchers, it's called.
Yeah.
It looked interesting.
Yeah, it looks interesting because he's not directing it. He's just producing.
Usually the movies he produces are pretty good.
Yeah. Because he's a bad director.
Yeah.
He's a one-trick pony, really. Yeah, yeah. Is what the thing is.
To quote Robot Chicken, what a twist.
Yeah. I can only handle so many fucking twists. It stops being a twist because you're looking for the fucking twist.
Exactly. Yeah, you're looking for the fucking twist. In 2008, he directed the movie Quarantine. That was another found footage horror movie.
Right.
He also directed the Poughkeepsie Tapes in 2007.
I haven't seen that, but I hear... like the most drastic of mixed opinions.
Yeah, yeah, same here. I've heard like good things, I've heard bad things. Yeah. It's got a 6.0 on here. That's like usually a sign, like it's pretty good. So we'll have to check it out sometime.
Yeah.
Oh, somebody directed, not directed, suggested movies to us on YouTube this week in comments.
Oh, really?
Demons 1 and 2 from Dario Argento.
Oh, I know the first one is fucking great.
Yeah.
I haven't seen the second one.
Well, we're going to throw those on the schedule then. We'll have to do at least the first one.
I love Dario Argento movies.
Fuck yeah. We haven't done an Argento movie.
We have not.
Yeah.
There's not a lot to choose from in terms of like monster movies. We did talk about
Giallo Ueri at one point.
Yeah.
I love the month puns.
That one's rough. Well, actually... we're gonna go way behind the scenes here. Like, one of my like solo show ideas was giallo based.
All right,
but that would mean I'm watching giallo movies constantly.
A lot of Italian fucking movies.
Don't get me wrong, I love them. They're great. I
you got to be in the mood to read a movie.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's not even like the read a movie. I'm totally cool with subtitles all the time, but like, giallo is a fucking mood. Right? Like, it's just, I don't know. Like, I just, as much as I love them, I can't watch them all the time.
Yeah.
The thing is, like, I don't think there's a whole lot of podcasts dedicated to them. So you'd be like, corner the market. But
yeah, it's not exactly that's a huge market.
That's more niche than this.
it's still my segment. Holy shit. Yeah. How about that?
We're on you, brother. Yeah.
Took me by the way, I will comment, this first beer that I had was 9.6% alcohol. It was fucking tasty, let me say.
Yeah.
6 Point Brewery Pineapple Resin, hazy DIPA with pineapple. I hate IPAs as a general rule, but this was delicious. I really enjoyed it.
Have you noticed that a lot of like IPAs are going after like the weed crowd now?
Yeah, well, it's like... weed and hops are pretty much like closely related. Really just a few like genetic differences here and there. And like,
yeah, I mean, you know. But so is straw.
So are humans and bananas. And,
yeah, yeah. Like, what are you getting at?
Good point. Anyway, we're going to move on. Up next. Holy shitballs, Batman.
You got a lot of chemicals running through you right now.
Yeah. Yeah. I think I actually deleted the person we were moving. Oh, no, I didn't. I did not. Up next, Perdita Weeks.
That's
I have chemicals and apparently racism running through me right now.
So much. So much of both.
I can't wait to read that article.
I'm so hyped to read that absolutely real article that definitely exists.
Holy shit.
Because, like, as you know, we're just a nonstop stream of racism.
I mean, like, a little, but, like...
But, again, we're, you know, lovable rascals.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
We make fun of white people way more than we make fun of anybody else.
Yeah. Anyway, up next, Perdita Weeks. She has, like, been on a bunch of stuff that I, like, taken no notice of. She's been in 96 episodes of the Magnum P.I. revival. I did not know there were 96 episodes of that show.
No.
But she's been in them.
I can't believe that that went more than one or two seasons.
Not only that, it apparently crossed over with Hawaii Five-0 at one point because she plays the same character.
That I believe.
Yeah, on them. She was in Ready Player One in 2018. She was Kira. That's the girl that both, like, Simon Pegg, the one that he marries.
Yes.
And, the one that, like, the creator of the fucking game was, like, obsessed with.
Yes.
She was in 4 episodes of Penny Dreadful in 2016.
If anybody's interested in that show, watch 2 seasons, get out.
And just stop. I gotta watch those 2 seasons and then stop.
Yeah.
Let's see. She was in The Tudors, that miniseries. I think it was on Showtime. Or it was a regular series, not a miniseries. She was in 6 episodes of that.
Blah, 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 blah.
Playing Mary Boleyn. Anything else worth it? She was in Spice World in 1997. Yeah. And that's all the other stuff worth mentioning. Moving on, Ben Feldman. He played George in this. He has also been in some notable stuff as of recent. He was in that show American Auto. I think it's like a sitcom on NBC right now.
Yeah.
He was in 2 episodes of Tuca and Birdie. That was an animated show on Comedy Central, I think. Either that or Max. He was in 113 episodes of Superstore. That's another sitcom on NBC.
It was the grocery store one?
Yeah. It's like set in a Walmart.
Oh, yeah.
He was in Big Hero 6, the series. He was in 9 episodes of that. He was in 13 episodes of Silicon Valley, which I love that show. That was a great show.
I couldn't get into it.
Oh, really?
Like, I started watching it and I was like, all right, I kind of dig this.
Oh,
and
God, then it just fucking hysterical.
It just kind of felt like, I don't know. It was like the IT crowd, but like a little raunchier.
Yeah. It's pretty dead on.
Yeah.
This has got to be a parody. He played Mike Pence in something called the Kellyanne Conway story. It was 2017.
It feels like Comedy Central.
Yeah.
It's right up there with like, That's My Bush.
Yeah.
Gandhi.
He was in 29 episodes of Mad Men. Michael Ginsburg. 2 episodes of The Mindy Project.
Hey, Sluts, Bitches, and Whores.
Sluts, Bitches, and Whores. He's been in a lot of Sluts, Bitches, and Whores. haven't we all? Haven't mm-hmm. we all?
Yes.
1 episode of Original Flavor CSI, 3 episodes of Medium. He was also in the 2009 reboot Friday the 13th.
I like that.
Yeah.
No, I like that movie a lot.
That's a good movie. Mm-hmm. I like that. Like it kind of went away for a while. Like when it came out, I guess because it wasn't like a huge, like blockbuster. You just
didn't. Oh, that.
The reboot of Friday the 13th, like yeah, it just yeah. like you didn't hear much about it, and like now it's getting like a lot of like play.
Yeah, the thing about it was like it was just big fans of Friday the 13th that went to see it.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think it did. Yeah, I went and saw it. It didn't. I don't think it did well.
No,
but it is.
Like, no, it, I think it did decent actually.
Did it do decent?
Yeah.
But I want to say it was like a rights grab.
Yeah, probably.
But it feels like. Like, it feels like the stereotype of a Friday the 13th movie.
Exactly. It's not a remake of Friday the 13th because it has Jason Voorhees in it. Like,
right.
You know?
Yeah.
But it's what you want out of a fucking Jason movie.
Yeah. It's almost like somebody wrote a slasher movie and then just kind of like, oh, we have the rights to Jason, like, real quick. Let's throw him in there.
Yeah, get it out there.
Yeah. And it's fine. Like, there's cool kills in it. Like, there's boobs. That's really Kills the only and two boobs things.
What you want?
Kills and boobs.
13th movie.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't want like crazy story. I don't want drama. I want kills and boobs.
Let's see. He was in an episode of The New Adventures of Old Christine, two episodes of Las Vegas. Oh, he was in Cloverfield also. I forgot to mention that. It was 2008.
Again, it's good use of
found footage.
Found footage.
Yeah.
Like that one's a little, maybe a little shakier than I would like.
But I
but really, there's a lot of running in that movie, so it kind of makes sense.
Love that fucking movie.
It's good.
Yeah.
It's good. I'm actually a little upset with myself that it took until doing this show to see it.
Yeah. Edwin Hodge, he played Benji in this. He has been in a bunch of the Purge movies. Right now, currently, he's been in FBI Most Wanted on CBS. 23 episodes of that. He was also in Winning Time, The Rise of the Lakers Dynasty on HBO Max. I really, really dug that show.
I almost watched it probably monthly. Like,
yeah.
I look at him like, I gotta watch this.
It's good. It's like, I really, really enjoyed it. But like when I grew up, like me and my friends were like huge Lakers fans. Like we grew up on like Lakers, but it was the fucking 80s. Like, yeah. You know,
they were the fucking Lakers.
Yeah. 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 So like Magic Johnson, like all of that. Like, yeah.
Well, you had the Bird rivalry. Like, yeah. Come on.
So I really got into that. I'm so pissed that they canceled it after the second season because they never actually got to like the dynasty part of it. Like,
oh, really?
The second season ends with them losing to the fucking Celtics in the goddamn finals. Like,
I mean,
yeah.
That doesn't bother me.
It doesn't get to the fucking, like, the rest of the 80s when they dominate.
Yeah,
like,
but yeah. I mean, that part would probably be a little boring. I got no skin in the game. Like, if I had to say, like, I was a fan of any team, it was, like, I mean, everybody liked the Bulls in, you know, like, the early, mid-90s, but, like.
I was always a Knicks fan at that point in my life. Like,
I kind of liked watching the Jazz.
Really?
Yeah. Karl Malone, man.
You're a big John Stockton fan.
Yeah.
Loved watching assists.
Stockton was the fucking man, all right?
No, I'm sorry. Fucking all of the 90s Knicks were the fucking man. Fucking Patrick Ewing, fucking Charles Oakley, John Starks, fucking.
And fucking Barkley played for them in the 90s, didn't they?
No. Not Charles Barkley, no.
Barkley had one season on the fucking Knicks. On the
Knicks?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Maybe by the time I stopped watching, but not in the 90s.
I'm pretty sure.
Not in the 90s. No, he was on the Suns in the 90s. Pretty sure he probably retired from the fucking Suns.
I can't remember.
No,
as you can tell, fucking, basketball is not my game.
Yeah. Like you wouldn't.
I reminisce. Know it,
like,
but,
from knowing me now, but like I was the hugest fucking basketball fan as a kid. Like because my friends, like they grew up in like a basketball family. So every day, like we just played basketball. That's what we did. Like fucking every day. I don't mean like we just shot around. No, we played basketball. Every day.
I played a lot of basketball, but I never really like watched a lot of basketball.
Like to the point where like when I got to high school, like every one of my, like when we got to the basketball like unit in gym class, I was just like, all right, I got this.
Here we go.
Every one of my gym teachers was like, holy shit. Like, how the fuck do you like, how,
what are you doing?
Yeah. Like, how are you that fast? Like, how are you fucking, like it's what we did every single day.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. I was never good at it, but I enjoyed playing it.
Yeah. Alex can confirm, yes, he was a baller.
Fucking machine.
Again, I mean, like, I'm not joking. Like, we would draw up, like, March Madness, like, tournaments with 64 teams and play all 64 of the teams in every single game of the tournament multiple times a year.
Jesus Christ.
Like I said, we played a lot of basketball.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, back to this dude. He was also in The Tomorrow War. That was a 2021 Amazon movie with Chris Pratt. It was all right.
I vaguely remember that coming out.
Yeah.
And also not being interested.
It made like a splash for like a hot minute and then just went away.
Well, that was at the same time that fucking that Tom Cruise movie came out, right? Like the fucking.
Sorry, I'm looking at the chat. What Tom Cruise movie?
The one where it was like fight, die.
No, that was way, way back.
Was it?
That's, I want to say, maybe even pre-2010.
Edge of Tomorrow, yeah.
Edge of Tomorrow.
Yeah, that's when did that come out?
Again, it's almost like we have an internet movie database.
Well, we have chat that will do it for us. We have minions.
That was 2014? Holy shit. I feel like that was 2010, like pre-2010-ish.
So when did this one come out?
This is same year, 2014.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Somebody owes somebody an apology.
Wait, no. Tomorrow War is 2021.
No.
Yeah, no. Yeah,
fuck it.
Yeah, somebody owes somebody an apology.
Sorry.
Hold on. Wait, we got a button for this.
Correct, but fuck you.
It was all right. It was okay.
Yeah.
He shows up in 7 episodes of the Mayans MC series. I watched the first season of that, and I think I was just like so put off by the end of Sons of Anarchy that like
I didn't even make it to the end of Sons of Anarchy.
It wasn't good. It wasn't good.
It stopped being good when they went to Ireland.
Yeah.
That was like the fourth.
That was third a sharp jumping point. Yeah.
Yeah. Although I was a fan of seeing Henry Rollins in, I think that was the second or third season.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I do remember that. He was in For All Mankind for 3 episodes. Let's see. Bumblebee in 2018, which wasn't bad. As far as those Transformers movies go, that might be my favorite one of them.
I think I've seen that, but I stopped giving
any kind of a shit about them. But I remember watching it and being like, oh, this is kind of good.
Yeah.
Because it really like leaned into like the 80s like Transformers cartoon of it. Like,
yeah.
Yeah, like those like characters. And yeah, I dug that one. I mentioned he was in the Purge movies, the Purge Election Year. Mm-hmm. He was in Chicago Fire for 12 episodes. He's in the Purge Anarchy and the Purge.
Wow.
Yeah. He was in NCIS Los Angeles for 2 episodes, Cougar Town for 6 episodes.
Hot.
The Mentalist, Private Practice, a lot of like those TV shows that like your grandparents watch.
Yeah.
CSI Miami.
Because it's just lights and noise.
And police like catching criminals. Bones, Heroes, Ghost Whisperer, Grey's Anatomy.
Jesus.
Yeah. Cold Case.
You know, Grey's Anatomy is still going.
Yeah, that tracks.
It's It has become basically a fucking soap opera at this point.
It also tracks, yeah. He was in the Alamo movie in 2004. Touched by an Angel, 2003. Boston Public for 13 episodes. He was in the show Grounded for Life for an episode. That was 2001. That was a really great sitcom.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah. With Donald Logue, I forget who the mom was, but I forget her name.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, she was on Curb Your Enthusiasm a couple years ago. She was really funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, excellent fucking sitcom. If you're looking for something to watch, check out Grounded for Life.
Yeah, it's a nice cross-section between, like, Married with Children and...
It was more, like, realistic Married with Children, less parody, like, yeah. Married with Children.
Yeah, it's like a... Yeah, like Married with Children.
Like the whole premise with
like was a like, little bit of like, you know, Full House.
Yeah, like he knocked her up in high school or something like that. So they were like in their
30s. Yeah, they got married
like,
real young.
Yeah, they're like kids in their teens.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Like, yeah. The one dude who played the uncle he's in like a lot of movies now. Fucking, he played like Cousin Eddie. I think it was his name on the show.
Yeah.
He was in like The Departed.
Not Cousin Eddie. But he was the cousin in The Departed.
Yeah. He's been in other stuff too.
Yeah.
What else? Angel, he shows up in an episode of Seventh Heaven. Again, old people shows.
Seventh Heaven.
Oh, he was in The Long Kiss Goodnight in 1996 with friend of the show.
Sam Jackson?
Craig Bierko.
Oh, I thought you were going to say friend of the show, Sam Jackson.
Sam Jackson is absolutely a friend of the show.
Yeah.
Whether he knows it or not.
He's my friend.
At least we can say we've talked to Craig Bierko.
Yeah, that's true. Oh, fucking Die Hard with a Vengeance?
Yeah, he's in Die Hard with a Vengeance, 1995. That is a fucking, like, top-tier action movie.
Oh, yeah. Oh, sure.
Shameless plug, I will mention, 6 days from now, tentatively, we're debuting a new side show. Yes. Called The Defenestration Hour.
This is fucking ridiculous.
I fucking love it. I keep meaning to work on a video, like, intro for it, too.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about just the cheesiest action movies from like the 80s and 90s.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll even go like newer stuff. Throw some newer stuff
just
in.
Just go there. Action movies, man.
Yeah, don't, it's going to be.
Pigeonhole gonna, yourself.
Yeah, it's action movies.
Yeah.
But like specifically, like we're going to be working off of the list of, again, we're going deep cut here. HBO Thursday Night Prime movies.
Yeah, this is just for old people.
Yeah, again, yeah, this is for like three people, but you three people are going to fucking love this. It's going to be me and Tom. Our first episode, again, tentatively scheduled for Friday, is going to be on the 90s action classic.
So good.
Stone Cold.
So good.
With Brian Bosworth and friend of the show, William Forsythe. Anybody who we met is a friend of the show. Yeah. Yeah.
Yep.
Whether they know it or not.
Yep.
So check it out. We'll be broadcasting it on the Big Dumb Monsters channels. So look for that.
Yeah.
I cannot wait for that show. It's going to be
fun.
Yeah. You'll have to stop by and join us.
For sure. I will.
Yeah. 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 we have, this isn't locked in yet. This is again, deep fucking cut, cheesy action movie. Episode 2 is going to be on Hard Ticket to Hawaii.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah. Again, so check it out. It's going to be every other Friday night. Again, tentatively.
Yeah. In between people in IMDb, I have to take a very unprofessional bathroom break.
We're going back for our second Be Right Back break of the night, folks. Cameras are still on. I am still going to, I'm going right ahead with this. Yeah. Fuck it. It's the Chris show. Nick left. He abandoned his hosting duties. It is now the Chris show. I need to get sound effects on the soundboard for the Chris show. What shit? I wasn't prepared for this. I was not prepared for this. Oh, you know what? Chris is prepared for this. I'll talk about this. I've been reading a book that is absolutely fucking excellent. I think I've mentioned it on the show. I know I've mentioned in the previous book by the same author. I'll give a shout out to Cliff Nesteroff. I'm reading his book, The Comedians. It is a deeply comprehensive history of comedy, starting from vaudeville, going to radio, to TV, to stand-up comedy. If you're a comedy fan, you need to read this book. It is mind-blowingly amazing. Check that out. I mentioned his other book a couple of weeks ago, Outrageous. Read that one too. Absolutely such a good movie. It is awesome, Thor. It's good. Like the subtitle is like the history of comedy and like scoundrels and like, you know, yada yada yadas, but it's all about like the very like relationship between like comedy and like, you know, crime and like the underworld kind of and the mob. Check it out. Really good. Cliff Nesteroff, read all of his stuff. I'll give him a shout out. That, folks, is the end of the Chris show.
Yeah, sorry about that. Yeah. I was feeling that one in my molars. Yeah.
Oh yeah, hey, still my segment. Holy shit. Yeah. Again, folks, 9.6% alcohol on the pineapple resin. Fucking really good. Anyway, Francois Seville played Papillon in this. The only reason I saved him, he's been in a lot of French shit. He was in a short in 2019 called Cock Crap Fuck. Cock Crap Fuck. Moving on.
I am at a loss for words.
I have three words that spring to mind immediately.
Cock,
crap, and fuck. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Fucking yikes.
Moving on, we have Ali Marhyar, is how I think you say that. He played Zed in this. He's in a lot of French stuff that I am not even going to dive into because I just, yeah, not a good idea for me to even try to pronounce.
Oh, come on.
Things like Sur la Touche, Le Huer Sedelu, or Quelle, Quelle, Quelle. Nope.
I got this one. Wildlife.
That's a good one. Yeah, 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 yeah. Anyway, he played Zed in this. He was in Zero Dark Thirty in 2012. Played an interrogator. Also in 2012, Porn in the Hood.
Weird.
Porn in the Hood.
What the fuck?
Yeah. Yeah. Moving on. No, that's it. That's it. That's it. Yeah, that is absolutely it. I just have a couple of trailers here that I saved for this part of the show. The Crapshoot. I mentioned before we started recording, I saw Madam Web yesterday.
Yeah.
Whoo, boy.
Not good.
It's not as bad as everybody has been playing it up to be.
Yeah, but was it worth your time to go see?
It was. Well, that's it. Well,
yeah.
Uh-huh. No. I can answer that question. I can justify that.
Why won't you then?
Because I don't know if my wife is watching. No, I will say it's a movie that Sydney Sweeney and Dakota Johnson are in. Mm-hmm. No, it's not as bad as everybody says.
Eye candy is eye candy.
Yeah. I'm joking. Yeah. It's not as bad as everybody says it. It's just mediocre as fuck.
Yeah.
Like, it just doesn't need to exist.
I don't even know who the Madam Web character is.
She is a deep-ass cut Spider-Man character.
Yeah.
One review I read of it, I should say, none of these characters have ever had a solo comic book.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good sign.
Yeah.
But
Sydney Sweeney and Dakota Johnson are in it, so.
Neither did anybody from Guardians of the Galaxy, right?
But there was a Guardians of the Galaxy book. There was several Guardians of the Galaxy books. There's ones in the 60s.
Right.
There's ones in like the 90s. Yeah, 90s.
Yeah.
Yes. Hold on.
I think Sony has to pump many of them out to keep the contract.
Yeah, I believe that's absolutely the choice. Yeah, no, 100%. They're convinced they're made with AI. Close. They're made with the same screenwriter as Morbius.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That worked so well.
Yeah. But like, unlike Morbius, like we easily did a fucking show on
that. It's not meme funny, right?
Yeah, you can't like shit on it. It's just like, this is boring and like,
yeah.
Most of the action in the movie is in the trailer.
Oh, sick.
Yeah. So it's just, yeah, it's not great. Yeah, I don't know. Again.
Regrets, eh?
No regrets.
No?
Dakota Johnson and Sydney Sweeney are in it.
All right.
Yeah.
Fuck it.
Anyway. Yeah, no, I saw that yesterday. I saw... Did I see anything?
Did you wind up seeing Lisa Frankenstein?
Yes, I did.
Was it good? Because I really still want to see it. I just haven't had a chance yet.
It's good. It's not like, oh, I love this. This is great. I mean, like, I did enjoy it.
It's like a silly Frankenstein movie, right? Like,
yes.
Yeah.
It's very, like, My Boyfriend's Back, like that 90s, like, goofy like, horror comedy. Yeah. Like,
the original Buffy.
Yeah, it's enjoyable.
Yeah,
exactly. Original Buffy.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, Amanda and I saw it. She loved it. I really liked it.
Yeah.
It was worth it. Yeah, it was worth going to see.
Okay.
Yeah, Cole like Sprouse I said, like I said. And what's her name? Catherine Newton.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good movie.
Yeah. Like, as soon as I saw the trailer for that, I was like, I need to see this.
Yeah.
Because it just looks fun.
Like, very much Warm Bodies in that vein.
Fucking great.
Yeah.
Fucking great.
Yeah.
Because you know I love that movie.
Yeah.
I know you're like middling on it, but
it was all right. Yeah. I didn't hate it. Yeah. That was the Valentine's Day episode we did 2 years ago.
Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yep. Where the power of love saves everyone.
Fuck you. Call me cynical, but fuck you.
Yeah. What did love ever do for me?
I believe it was Tina Turner who said, "What's love got to do with it?"
Got to do with it.
Yeah. No, I wanted to talk about a couple of trailers that came out recently.
Yes.
I kept meaning to. We're going to flag that. Flag of the play. We're going to bring it back 5 yards, redo the down. I keep meaning to bring up Late Night with the Devil. This trailer came out like 2 weeks ago.
It looks so fucking good.
Awesome. I can't.
Maybe it was like a teaser trailer a long time ago or like just an article I read.
Yeah.
Maybe it was a combination of the two.
We talked about this before we were recording. It was supposed to come out in like December.
Yeah.
And I think it got pushed back. I cannot wait to see this fucking movie.
It looks so fucking cool.
It's just like right in that sweet spot of like, it's like demonic possession. Yes. Like, you know, it's going to be like fucking just crazy and fucking
yeah.
Like, yes.
And a little
it's
bit
in
of
the 70s. Yes.
It's and a little bit show. Of farce.
Just yeah. Like
the,
yeah.
Just like I that little sprinkle.
Fucking so here for it. Like,
yeah.
I can't. And fucking David Dismalchin, man. Fucking can't
yeah.
go wrong.
Yeah.
Dude is awesome.
He's great.
I cannot wait to see that movie.
Yeah.
I'm so hyped for that.
Yep. What was the other thing? Oh.
Ooh, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Dude.
They're killing me with these fucking titles, though.
Yeah, that is a mouthful of a fucking title. It looks fucking awesome.
It does. It does. It
really does. I cannot wait. We were talking about this before we started recording, too. Yeah. Nick has not seen the recent trilogy.
I have not seen anything past the Tim Burton one, and I think yeah. that ruined a lot of shit for me.
This is gonna bring you right fucking back, dude. Trust yeah. me. Fucking trust me on
okay.
this.
Okay.
Because
I liked the Apes movies as a kid. Like, I wasn't like in love with them, but if they were on, I would watch them.
I didn't get into them until high school.
Yeah.
And then like when I did, because they started playing them all on AMC. Yeah. Like the AMC got the rights and like did a whole like big thing with that.
Yeah. They used to show them on Sci-Fi a lot.
Yeah. And that's when I got into it. Because when I was a kid, it was just like, oh, Apes movies. Like,
yeah.
These were always the things that were on, like instead of like Saturday morning cartoons.
I want to say I watched the show. Like they would have reruns of the show on too.
Yeah. No, I didn't get into it when I was older. And when I got into it, I got the fuck into it. I love those movies. I love the original. I love the crazy sequel. I love Conquest. Fucking
yeah,
it's so good.
What was it? What was the sequel? Was the sequel Beneath
the Planet of the Apes? They just blow everybody up at the end. Yeah,
yeah.
Fuck it, kill everybody. We're out of here. Done. We gotta go home.
Fuck them.
There's the writer's room. Again, another episode in my series of real events that I know happened behind the scenes.
Fuck it, just kill him.
Just, fuck it. Blow everybody up. We're done. We're going home. We're going home. That was the writer's room in like 1960s.
Fucking Salisbury steak night. I gotta go.
Yeah, I want to get the fuck out of here. Like, yeah. Oh, that happened. It happened.
Yeah.
But no.
But anyway, this looks fucking dope.
Yeah. The three recent, I like, it looks so fucking good.
It's, like visually, it's a stunner.
The CGI looks good. It's like
stunner.
Yeah. It looks like monkeys riding horses. Like fucking, oh, that's going to be in the racist article. God damn it.
Ah, shit.
Fuck you. No, like the three earlier movies, like the first one's like, it's okay. Like, it was pretty good. But that movie, it always like left me wanting more. It was just like when it got good, it ended.
Yeah.
Like, fuck. And then Dawn of the Planet of the Apes, like I said, it's the Dark Knight of the Apes trilogy. Like in the Dark Knight trilogy.
Where like everything around it is good, but this is like holy fuck.
This is next fucking level good. Like
yeah.
And then War for the Planet of the Apes. It's good. It's really, really good. Like, it's just not Dawn of the Planet of the Apes.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, they are really fucking good.
Yeah.
And like, again, after the Tim Burton ones, nobody expected them to be good. Like nobody, expected much out of them.
Yeah.
It
just felt weird. Like, and like the movie itself was okay, but I didn't give a fuck.
Yeah.
It was just like a shitty action movie.
Yeah.
Meh.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't need that.
Yeah, the first one, it's just
I don't need that in an established like kind of like hard sci-fi kind of universe.
Like, yeah. No, the second one is like Shakespearean fucking drama, like
yeah.
I cannot wait to see this movie. Everything about this looks so
good. We're watching the trailer for
Late Night with the Devil. Yeah.
Yeah.
Even the narration, like that fucking voice that like,
yeah.
1970, you know, whatever.
Yeah. Well, it's reminiscent of the voice that they used in, the Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Yes.
Like, just keep reminding yourself, it's only a movie.
Cannot wait for that.
The fucking Dune 2.
Dude, I rewatched the first Dune this week. It's so good.
Yeah. It's so unbelievably fucking good. I forgot
how good that movie is. Like,
it's long.
It's not as long as you think. It's only 2.5 hours long.
That's long.
That's an hour longer than a normal movie.
Not anymore, dude. Like most movies coming out are like 2 hours plus.
Yeah.
So like 2:35, it's long, but not like abnormally long in a world with like Oppenheimer that's fucking 3 hours flat. Like,
yeah.
What was the other 3 hour movie I watched in the fucking theater this year?
Oh, fucking
Killers of the Flower Moon. Killers of the Flower Moon. Which is 3 hours plus.
Yeah.
I
still need to see that. I need to see that movie.
I gotta hook you up with the password.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because Monarch is really good too. I was talking about this with somebody yesterday.
There were a couple of trailers, like the YouTube ads. They're like,
we had a bunch of trailers for the Super Bowl this week.
I don't need Highlander. I really don't.
There's a Highlander trailer out?
I want to say there's a trailer out.
I don't need it, but asterisk.
If it's done well, I'll allow it.
Henry Cavill is in it. I dig Henry Cavill. He's fucking good in a lot of shit.
Yeah, but I want to say Jason Momoa's in it too. Is as the Highlander guy, maybe?
No, I thought it was Henry Cavill.
Is it?
Yeah.
I don't know. I kind of spaced out. What the fuck else? Oh, X-Men 97 is going to be coming up. Oh,
dude, yeah.
I'm pretty hyped for that. I saw a hilarious meme today, though. It was, you know that famous scene of Rogue laying down with his giant ass? That's a meme, yeah.
And it was like 2024. That's a flat ass. Yeah.
Yeah. Hey,
some dude flipping out. Oh, shit. What was I going to say? Oh, I saw, like, there was a picture they released, and it's like all the X-Men, and like they're like, if you were a 90s X-Men fan, they're like every like couple of issues, there was like a hangout issue where they're like,
yeah,
everybody's just hanging out at the mansion, like having a barbecue or like playing volleyball or some shit. And it was clearly like there's like a hangout episode coming.
Yeah.
And they're all like in, you know, they're like basketball shorts and like shit like that.
Oh, like, yeah. It was like when they used to do the fucking the swimsuit calendar.
Yeah, yeah. But I noticed in the picture, Jean is wearing a ref's outfit and she's fucking knocked up. And I'm like, wait a minute. Like,
hold on.
Yeah. Cyclops is supposed to be this great strategist and this motherfucker doesn't know when to pull out. Hold on.
I mean, you'd think that Gene would have read his mind and pushed him away.
Stop! She's a fucking telekinetic! Like, wait a minute. Oh, now we're being racist against mutants. Jesus! It never ends.
Never ends. Yeah. No, that looks fun. That looks like it's going to be a cool nostalgia hit. Even if the show is not great.
Wolverine's voice is different.
Oh, yeah? Yeah.
It sounds pretty different.
Oh, yeah. Boy. It's like,
No, it's just like, it sounds like somebody trying to do an impression. Fucking Thor said he loved it. That was like.
Everyone did.
Yeah. Well, like that came on, I think, in like 92. So I was like 13. And it was on at the same time that I had to go to fucking Saturday, like, religious classes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Nope. So I had to, like, tape that shit every fucking week.
Fuck all of that.
Yeah. That and Spider-Man. Yeah, it was, like, the Marvel hour, like, the back-to-back hour.
Yep.
I was thinking, like, what are the chances, like, 90s Spider-Man shows up for an episode? Like, because you know, X-Men and Spider-Man always, like, crossed over every now and again.
Yeah. Actually, yeah, it was fairly common.
They did an X-Men Spider-Man game in the 90s. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Spider-Man would go everywhere, too. Like, he was a member of the Fantastic Four for a hot second.
Yeah, the new Fantastic Four. I wish I own those comics.
Yeah.
Not as much money as you'd think, but.
It's Fantastic Four. If it's not fucking Kirby era Fantastic Four, you have Grey Hulk, gives a
fucking
shit.
Wolverine, like 90s Ghost Rider, and fucking Spider-Man. Like,
yeah.
Everybody was crazy about that shit.
Yeah. Anything else? I didn't really watch much this week. I didn't really do anything this week.
I watched.
You know what? I did. And I, you know what? I am not ashamed because I shouldn't be. Me and Shelly watched the latest season of Queer Eye.
Fucking no judgment.
Like, there are just times where I want to watch something that makes me feel human again. Because,
I know what you mean. Like,
yeah.
I need to touch base.
Like, I'm a fucking miserable animal.
Exactly. Like, every now and again, like, it just dawns on me, like, I am a dour motherfucker. Like, For somebody who jokes around a lot.
Like, yeah.
Yeah.
It, well, like I told you before we were recording, like there's a darkness in here.
I was like, I can't remember what joke that was about. I'm like, wait, we probably shouldn't repeat what
joke. No, not that one. Yeah. That's a lot.
There's going to be an article on it soon, so.
But, like, every season that comes out, me and Shelly just, we binge watch it. Like, we'll take, like, two or three nights and just watch them all. And it just, it's just.
It's delightful.
Like, it's delightful. Yeah. It's shitty feel-good TV. Like, and you maybe, like. You realize some shit about yourself. You're like, oh, they're talking about like this guy can't deal with grief, and it comes out as him just like letting himself go. Oh, oh man, can I have another beer? But it's just it's a fucking it's just feel good TV, and I like it. Which I mean, there shouldn't be a stigma to watching shows like that, but there sort of is, not so much anymore.
No, like not anymore. Like I don't know. Like, but like if you were, as you get older too, it's just like who gives a fuck?
Yeah,
who gives a fuck?
Yeah, I'm like, watching a TV show about a group of people helping people.
Yeah,
like that's really what I'm doing.
Something it makes me feel good. I don't give a fuck what anybody thinks about that.
Yeah, like, yeah,
yeah.
Yep.
No, I always have like I try to have like. Certain like types of shows like in reserve. Like I need a comedy that I'm watching. So like right now I have like Venture Brothers.
Yeah.
I just started watching Tacoma FD, which I've been digging pretty, so far. It's like a watered down like Super Troopers.
Yeah. I watched the first episode of Ted today.
What'd you think?
It was pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's there's things that make me fucking laugh. Yeah,
her name's Sheila. Oh God. It's like if God knew she was gonna be too hot, they had to change her name.
I just watched both of those movies again because we watched the show recently.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I have like I have types of TV shows, comfort shows.
Yeah
comfort shows. Like, yeah. You have to have like a comfort show, like something maybe you've seen, a lot over and over again, or like something that just makes you feel good. Like fucking my comfort show right now. And Amanda and I are watching that 70s show over again.
Yeah.
Just because like, it's comfort food.
Did you watch that 90s show?
Yeah, it was good.
I liked it.
It was really good.
I was kind of hoping it would get a second season, but
they haven't said anything.
I don't think it's going to. Probably not. I really don't think it did well.
I really, really enjoyed it.
Yeah. I liked it.
Yeah.
But yeah, like for me, there's really no such thing as like a guilty pleasure. And I don't think anybody should.
Not anymore. Like it's just as you get older, you just stop giving a fuck.
Like, yeah. I don't think anybody should have something that they like but feel guilty about. It's like if you like it, you like it.
Yeah.
Unless it's like damaging. Like, then just like you like what you like and don't give a fuck about what anybody thinks about it. Like, if they don't like it, they don't like it.
Fuck off.
Fuck off. Yeah. Like, I'm going to watch the things that make me feel something, if it's good or bad or whatever, but as long as I'm enjoying the experience of watching it or listening to it, there's people like, oh, this is my guilty pleasure song or whatever. It's like, no, you fucking like it or you don't. Like,
yeah.
Don't feel guilty about liking a thing.
Just lean into it, man.
Hey, I like some Taylor Swift songs.
Have at it.
It's fine. I don't feel bad about it.
Oh, this is the chain of events. Well, I'll explain the chain of events
that
leads me to this. Did you see they announced this week? I'll bring it to comic book nerd stuff.
Yeah.
I have two things to mention, but they announced the cast of the Fantastic Four this week.
Oh, really?
What?
Again? You. They're doing that again?
Dude, fuck you.
What? Hold on.
Let me finish. Let me fucking finish.
All right, Ross Perot.
Pedro Pascal is fucking Reed Richards.
What?
Yeah, I'm down with. Fucking Richie from The Bear is the thing.
Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah. Hell yes. I am here for it. Now,
all right.
The reason I got there was because you mentioned Taylor Swift, which reminded me of that fucking episode where he's jamming out to the fucking Taylor Swift song. Yeah.
Now, hold on. Let me backtrack a little bit.
Yeah.
You're telling me that if I go, why are they making that again?
You don't understand why the fuck they shouldn't be making any Fantastic Four movies?
I am a sucker for that like type of... It's they've made... Well, this is an argument for and against it. They've figured out the formula. They've made the perfect Fantastic Four movie. It's just called The Incredibles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fucking, yeah.
I think this is going to lean into that. It looks... People are like... The image they released... looks like a kitschy, like 60s, like Christmas card.
Okay.
And somebody pointed like in it, like the thing is reading like a Life magazine, and somebody actually figured out that's an actual cover to a Life magazine. Like, you know, at this point in the 60s.
Yeah.
So like, it's possible that this movie is going to be set in the 60s.
Which is fine. I don't have a problem with that. And especially because the way that Disney or Marvel Studios makes these movies now, they are a sucker for the details.
Yeah.
So they're going to get the time period right.
Yeah. But it leans into that like fucking kind of what we were just talking about.
A little
about.
Bit of the hokey.
Yeah. I want that out of a Fantastic Four movie. Yeah. Like, yeah.
I don't need modern and slick on Fantastic Four.
Exactly. I don't want gritty. I don't want grim. I want it to be fun and lighthearted and like,
yeah.
And it looks like they're going that way with it. Like,
right.
I don't know what that's about.
Well, what that was about was our hard drive filling up, and we were not able to record pretty much the exiting, us giving you the socials kind of thing. But I'll do that now. Our website is www.bigdumbmonsterspodcast.com. our email, if you guys have any suggestions for movies we should watch, you know, ways we can improve the show, you know, you just want to chat, bigdumbmonsters@gmail.com. We are on Facebook. We are Big Dumb Monsters Pod. We are also on Slasher, the all-horror social network. We are Big Dumb Monsters Podcast. There we are on Slasher, the... No, I just said that. I'm sorry. We're on Steam. Big Dumb Monsters. We can be found on Instagram, big_dumb_monsters. We are on YouTube, at Big Dumb Monsters. We are on Twitch. We stream the show live almost every Saturday. Every once in a while, it's a Friday or a Sunday, but usually in the weekend. 8:15 every Saturday is what we shoot for. Big Dumb Monsters on Twitch. There's a Threads thing. I don't remember what it is. But we're also, we have a merch store on TeePublic. Just search for the Big Dumb Monsters store on TeePublic and you'll find it there. Outside of that, I mean, there might be some other things. Just check out our Linktree. linktr.ee/bigdumbmonsters, if I'm remembering correctly. But yeah, so this has been the subpar version of the socials that we give you, and just for habit's sake, I'll give you our weekly words of wisdom. Don't let ghoulies eat your ass, and never sleep in a deathbed. Bye-bye. And yes, that was a cat.